WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shops.
Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
What's up, kid?
So high right now.
Jeez, man.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Now, if you haven't heard, Canada made marijuana legal.
Yep.
It's legal, man.
Just waiting, just go and buy it. The day of, it became legal, too, which is kind of weird. I thought it would take a second.
I really didn't think they were going to have any issues. Canada's kind of, you know, a little bit more open to those kind of things. The U.S. now is at this, I think, a turning point. Coming up in the ballot here in just a couple weeks, people in Michigan are going to vote on whether or not marijuana should be legal.
Yeah.
And what we say by that is, you know, so it's illegal across the board. 21 or older, you can buy, I think you can have up to 10 ounces on you.
Which is crazy.
Which is, that's
a lot of weed, man.
That's the only thing that could maybe keep this, because most states don't have it. We were talking with Johnny Greaser. Most states don't have that high of a carry limit.
I think it's like six.
Six is like the like six, 10 right? ounces. Okay, a pound is 16 ounces. Mm-hmm. All right? That's more than half a pound of marijuana that you can have on you at any given time.
A lot
and
of
what
grass.
I believe.
It's a lot of grass.
That is a ton of weed. I don't think I've smoked 10 ounces of weed in my life.
I don't think you have either.
That's a lot. That's a lot of weed. Now, granted, I'm not a big pot smoker.
Yeah.
I'm always such a square. Like, if anyone has, oh, you guys smoking pot? Does anybody say pot anymore?
You guys got the marijuana cigarettes?
Hey, one of those wacky cigarettes. Yeah. you know, here's where I'm at. I think weed should be legal across the board. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't smoke weed myself. It just doesn't do anything for me. I'm not knocking it. I don't think anybody who smokes weed, you do you, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. But when I say that weed should be legal, I think it should absolutely be regulated like alcohol. 21 and older.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 21 and older to smoke it, to buy it, to have possession of it. You cannot drive while under the influence of marijuana. It should be taxed just like anything else. But people got to understand that. Like, I've actually had this conversation with my folks before. Because even a guy who doesn't smoke weed, I support it 110% because of the benefits that it will bring to our economy.
Yeah.
People that are looking, I would rather have people use marijuana as a pain reliever compared to like opioids or anything like that.
Popping pills.
You know?
Hey, if it's going to fix Napier, I'm all for it.
Well, think about Colorado. They did a report on when they made it legal, and it was insane the amount of money they made in like the first 6 months.
It's insane.
He said that photo in Canada, there was a line out the door, and guess what, folks? That's money back to us. Tax it. Who cares?
So I got a question. So if it becomes legal, say your workplace, can they still drug test you for marijuana and fire you?
Well, and see, that's to say, absolutely. If a job has a because there's restrictions with alcohol with certain jobs. I believe if you're, I think CDL, don't quote me on that, but yeah, absolutely. If a job says one, no, you cannot use drugs, whether they're legal or not. Absolutely. I think that's up
to you. At work, yeah, if you're high at work, of course, yeah, you get fired. But if you do it, you know, out of work and then you get tested.
I still think you can. I think you can still have those regulations. And now that's the other thing. If we say, okay, it's legal across the board, is that infringing on states' rights to say, well, no, our state voted that we don't want it legal, so you can't have it here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's because that's always been our big thing, is that the states are allowed to govern themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So are we, if we make it legal across the board, is that, are we messing with the Constitution and everything like that? I don't, what's your take?
Well, my take, I think it should be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Across
all
the board.
For all the obvious reasons. Yeah, yeah, of course, man. Yeah. You know how much money is there.
Mm.
I mean, it could fix a lot of problems. It really could. I hope people don't take it for granted. You know, I don't want a bunch of people high at work.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing. If you can keep, you know, things separate, like Tony,
our intern.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's like, okay, booze is legal.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't, I mean, there's some people who booze it up and go to work and do their work.
Yeah.
You know, which is, just because it's legal, you know.
And the thing is, see, right now we're speaking in terms of marijuana, even when you think about it, it still has this illegal connotation with it. Like, you automatically know it's illegal. In mm-hmm. Michigan, unless you have a medical marijuana card, it's illegal for me to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have it. So now, even if you say, well, what if they make it legal? I think there's still going to be people that have, well, no, that was an illegal drug. Blah, 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 blah. Alcohol, though, people celebrate drinking.
Yeah,
it's a big thing just because it's legal.
So if it becomes legal, is it going to be everywhere? Is it going to be out in the open? Are you going to smell weed everywhere?
And again, that all comes down to regulations.
See,
like, can you just be walking down the street? That all comes down to how you regulate.
I think I know the answer to this because I experienced it.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Should marijuana be legal across the United States? We want to hear from you. Comment on Facebook or give us a call.
Look at the phone line.
I know. I got something to say, man.
Brock Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. Real quick before we get on to this, got to say a big happy birthday.
Yeah.
To Zachary. I hope he's still listening.
There you go, Zach.
Zach turned 6 today. Happy birthday to Zach. You. Happy birthday to Zach.
Zach.
Yeah, Rachel, his wonderful mother, gave us a call and said, hey, it's my son's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday, you jackasses. And we're like, all right, well, wish him a happy
how
birthday.
How old is he?
He's 6.
Should he be listening to this show?
Probably not,
probably
no.
Not. Earmuffs.
Happy birthday, you little son of a bitch.
Earmuffs. Jeez, man.
Anyway, no, Zach, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. Happy birthday.
Right.
So this morning we're talking about legalizing marijuana. So Canada made it legal, all of Canada. People are loving it, going crazy for it. Now the U.S. is probably, do you think they're going to follow suit? We got Johnny Greaser in here. He's a dirty pothead. what do you think, Johnny?
I'm not a dirty pothead, for the record.
You're a classy pothead.
Yes, fancy. I pinkies out.
Yeah,
all
pinkies
the time.
Out on your blunt.
Yes.
Always a pinky out on his blunt. Do you think it should be legal?
I think it should be. Will the whole United States do it? Probably not.
You don't think so?
It's taking so long for each state to approve it. And even their regulations are different.
So on a federal level, you don't ever think our government's going to say, boom, it's legal?
Probably not.
Really?
Well, you think about this, all right, just on the health standpoint,
yeah.
Probably the one reason that Canada legalized it across the country, they don't have any health care issues. They've got free health care, so you don't have pharmaceutical companies that are going to be combating all of this and saying, no, we got to make it illegal so that they can, because pharmaceutical companies want to make money off of the medicinal side.
Without getting too conspiracy theorist, I am a huge opponent of big pharmaceutical. That runs this country more than anybody, I think, really realizes. When you look at the money that goes into doctors' pockets, the money goes into the pharmaceutical reps' pockets, the government officials who are in bed with big pharmaceutical, and that is a huge point right there. That would the same thing with big oil and why we are not farther along.
That's why we don't have a bunch of electric cars.
Yeah.
We can easily be driving around electric or solar-powered cars.
It holds it back.
It does.
Sure.
So I'm going to disagree with you in the sense that I think it will eventually, just because of the overall acceptance of it. I think it'll take longer than it should. I think it'll take maybe half of the U.S. states. Right now, there's 9 states where it's illegal across the board, and then I think another 13 that have it with medical marijuana or have decriminalized it. But anyway, I think eventually it will. Do you think there'll be any issues with it?
You know, I was actually in South Dakota the other, a few weeks ago.
And is it legal there?
No.
Oh.
And I don't think it ever will be. Because just the billboards alone, they were just very brutal towards anybody. They're like, you drive, you smoke pot, you're going to get kicked out of the state.
Jesus cries every time you smoke a joint.
Oh, yeah, man.
Every time you smoke a pot.
It kind of went back to our question when we went off air. It's like, is it just going to smell like pot everywhere? Is everybody going to be blazing up on the streets?
I don't think so.
I know for a fact. So I went to Vegas this past. It's legal there.
Yeah.
So you can walk in I actually went and walked into one because I was like, dude, it's legal. I kind of want to see what it's like.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
First off, it's two rooms. You go into one room, it's like a military.
Yeah.
Basically, you get shook down. I mean, they check you. They look you up and down, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah. And it's some big dudes.
Oh, yeah. They're not messing around. There's a lot of money in there.
And so you go in. They have it all laid out. You know, you can, like, smell it. You can, you know, they got all the prices laid out.
Are they fancy about it? Like, I feel like
they are pretty.
Some guy in white gloves. Yeah. This is a vintage, bud. Yes.
They really are, though. They're pretty uppity about it.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's not like when we, like, where we grew up. Like, we had the same kind of weed.
Yeah.
It was the same kind of dirty ditch weed that we bought a dime bag of.
So I'm in the city of sin, right?
Yeah.
And the people are like, oh, is it going to smell like weed everywhere? People going to be smoking on the corners, blah, blah, blah. Even in Vegas,
yeah,
where anything goes, I didn't see one person. It's legal there. I didn't see one person smoking pot.
Because, again, it's not, it almost takes the
mischief out of it,
you know what I mean? Like, because what half the reason we smoked in high school was like, oh man, we're smoking,
yeah, you're getting away with something.
Yeah, you're getting away with something. And if it's regulated, again, and I'm going to say it, any of the older folks that are like, no, it's dangerous, because you don't understand it.
Yeah.
You're not getting the concept.
The older people say that, but back in the day, they were smoking that stuff.
I think it's...
Inside, they're just like, man, I don't want my kids to smoke it, but man, if it's illegal, it is going to be 1975 all over again.
Like, why don't they want their kids to smoke it? That's where I'm kind
of
at.
Can we put this out here, too? If you're one of those parents who, like, hated weed, and now that it's, like, becomes legal, okay, it's fine now. Wait a minute.
No.
You got to pick a side, and you can't come over to this side now just because it's legal, because the U.S. says you can smoke.
Let's take a quick phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm calling about whether I think marijuana should be legal or not.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Oh, I absolutely do, but I worry about testing.
Testing.
Now, yeah, because, I mean, if at work, if you're in an accident or whatever, you get tested, see if drugs are in your system, that kind of thing. But I know, like, marijuana is illegal right now. So if they test for it and it comes up, then fine, you have an illegal substance in it. But when it becomes legal, what amount do they determine affects your motor functions, that type of thing?
Because, yeah,
you know, in the day that a casual smoker or whatever, if you smoke, well, not a casual smoker, but a regular smoker, if you smoke marijuana for quite a while and you got tested, it could be in your system for 30 days.
Yeah.
But it does not affect your motor functions for 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you still think there's some work to be done on the overall regulation and testing of it?
I think I would have to be convinced that a guy that smokes it at a party 2 weeks ago and then it pops up on maybe a roadside test or something isn't going to get busted, because
that's
not the same as a dude drinking four drinks at lunch and then driving in his car.
Right. Absolutely. That's a great point. All right, man. Thanks for the input. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
God, I love smart potheads, dude.
That pothead has done his research, man. But that is a good point. I mean, I don't know enough, and I don't know enough about the science of testing.
Well, they got the roadside test now for pot.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they do it? Do you want this bag of Doritos?
Yeah,
you're high. They dangle a little bag of Doritos. Yeah, and
But there is a roadside test now, and they can bust you for it. For being honest.
I don't know enough of the side. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll talk more about legalizing marijuana when we come back. Stick around.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. So smoky in here, man. 925. Good God. You have to smoke it right here in the studio. I'm going to get a contact high, and I am not good stoned. So we're talking about legalizing marijuana this morning. We got a lot of comments on Facebook. I don't think I see a single no on
here. I think marijuana should be legal, but I think dabs should be illegal, because that is just a whole nother level.
Yeah. Now, everyone who commented, literally, there's not a single no on here. You know, Robert said yes, but with reasonable taxes, not excessive taxes. You know, which I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, you're going to tax the hell out of it.
So here's a question. So if they if it's legal and you can buy it, say, at a gas station or at, you know, head shops or whatnot.
Yeah.
Is there still going to be, like, dudes selling it on the side? Like,
see, now
like
that's
they are
the
now?
Other thing. You got to talk about the benefits of, think about all the people behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Because of being pinched for weed. If you got busted right now mm-hmm. with 8 ounces of weed, that's like intent to sell.
And if it becomes legal, do they get released then?
See, now that's, I don't know, but maybe do they get pardoned for it? But one, we would free up taxpayer dollars by not having all these people behind bars mm-hmm. serving sentences for it. Now, I'm not saying you should be a drug dealer, okay? I'm not saying that, but that would cut down on all the guys selling weed on the side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be regulated. Also, we would know what we're getting. And think about, I mean, you can lace weed, you know, with stuff.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's a danger right there. You don't always know what you're getting from who.
Mm-hmm.
People getting killed over it for, you know. I think there's so many more benefits to legalizing it other than we get to get high, which I think a lot of people who oppose it think that's all it is.
Yeah.
Ah, we're to get baked all the time. That's not it.
I don't think so either, man. Honestly, I think it's going to. It's one of those things that some people do because the guy's telling you can't.
The man's telling you you can't.
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, now it's legal. It's all right. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Let's take a couple phone calls here real quick. WIRX, hello.
I was calling about the guy who was worried about testing.
Yeah.
And I could say that they do have a way of checking to see what level you're at. Because I don't smoke pot, but I actually tested for a very, very tiny amount. Because I made the mistake of kissing my husband before I was tested.
Really?
And yeah, so they can check it on certain levels. I mean, they can check to see how much you actually have in your system at that time.
Huh. And you can, yeah. And yours showed up even just after kissing your husband.
Right. It was a very minute amount. I mean, it was so tiny that they're like, we're not even going to bust you for it. But
how high was he?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing. All right. Well, there you go. See, I didn't know that. So very good. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you must have been just
big.
Just pitted, bro.
I didn't know she was married to Cheech.
Yeah,
you know?
He did. Let's take one more phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I heard you say something about a CDO. With having a CDO, it's zero tolerance on everything.
Zero tolerance. Okay, so you can't drink or...
I mean, you can drink as long as you're riding passenger.
Oh, okay.
If you even have one beer and they pull you over, no matter if you know you're on the legal limit or not, it's zero tolerance. They can take you to jail.
Okay, now with weed, do you think that should be kind of the same way? If they should they have that?
No matter if it goes federally legal or not, it will never be legal for a CDO holder.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks for the input, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Bye, buddy.
Chris Harry with some knowledge this morning.
And see, that's another interesting thing right there. So it still is going to be. I think we need to just accept the fact that it'd be beneficial for everyone. I think it would take a huge chunk out of big pharmaceutical, which I love.
You know what I think you'd be surprised by?
What?
Of how many people do it.
Oh, I'm not. No, I honestly feel like the outcast because I don't smoke.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. I'm not saying it. People are like, you don't smoke, you weirdo.
I think if there was like a beacon that shined up on top of somebody's head, that everybody you smoked for just like an hour and you walked around, you'd be like, holy.
Oh, yeah.
God, there's a lot of people smoke.
Like I said, I'm kind of the odd man out with not smoking. It's almost like someone who doesn't drink. You ever meet someone who doesn't drink? You're mm-hmm. like, what the hell do you do with your time?
Right.
I'm kind of that way now with weed. And like I said, I support it 110%. It's just I never got into it. But it is amazing.
His legs feel tingling. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
It feels weird.
He starts rubbing his legs. He's like, man, I can't feel my legs.
Where'd my legs go, man?
You'll be okay, Brock.
I always hear, and we can, we'll this will carry over to the next one. We can Kiki in here and talk to her about it. But I'll wrap this segment up with my weed story with Theory of a Dead Man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've heard this story, this is great. I talked to Dean about it the last time I interviewed him from Theory of a Dead Man. It was my birthday party. It was a show down in Springfield when I was down working there.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show, we were drinking, hanging out with Theory of a Dead Man behind the venue, just hanging out, having a good time. All the bands were there. And Dean from Theory of a Dead Man said, hey, do you want to smoke? Well, I'm not going to be like, no. I mean, come on now.
You're trying to be cool.
Dude, exactly. I'm going to be like, no, guys. Hey, weed is for losers. No, of course. I mean, no, let's smoke, man. So, but unfortunately, this was very strong Canadian stuff because Theory of a Dead Man is from Canada and they got the good stuff. And they lit up just a joint, got to me, and instead of doing my normal little, like, blow out quick.
The fake hit.
The fake hit. I was already pretty buzzed up, and I...
You really did it. You really did it this time.
Yep, that was a good hit. And all of a sudden, I'm just standing there.
Oh, for non-smoking, it'll ruin your night.
Hit me like a ton of bricks. Kiki, thank God, was there with me and noticed, and she said, all right, gentlemen, see you later.
Yep.
Took me home. I'm splashing water on my face over the kitchen sink, going, get it out of me. Just losing my mind.
Licking the toilet handle.
I had that feeling like, I'm going to be high forever.
Get this out of me, man. Get this out of me.
So that's how I react to weed.
That's funny.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More when we come back.